Sometimes, amid the harried pace of the day, percussionist David Lopez closes his eyes and imagines what his street corner in Mexico City might have sounded like before the Spanish conquistadors arrived centuries ago.
Sometimes I think that in my dreams I can travel to those ancient times and have a good guess. Of what the music was like.
In this week's What's in a Song, our occasional series from the Western Folklife Center, we learn of one man's quest to channel the music of Mexico's indigenous Aztec and Mayan people through new compositions that combine inspiration with scholarly research.
That piece, it's called Heart of Fire, Corazón de Fuego. The Aztecs used music for rituals, and we have several descriptions of those rituals by the Spaniards in their chronicles they wrote. So I take all those data, I try to trace some rhythms from indigenous communities or groups, and I also use some elements that are present in every ancient culture in the world. Spaniards say the Aztecs used to go out in the streets when the sun was up, which I imagine around noon, and in groups of dancers and musicians. And they started making some noise, whistling and yelling. And then after this, they started playing a more organized, let's call it a song or a piece, where the Spaniards could notice they were very well synchronized, musicians and dancers. And then they went again to the more chaotic part, whistling and yelling loudly, faster than the previous one, and they kept on doing this, alternating these two parts, every time playing louder, playing faster, playing harder. They used music for war to give signals for military maneuvers. We know they communicated from one temple to another through music. We know they used music for rituals, and we know that repetition was used to reach some sort of ecstasy.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitis of the Western Folklife Center. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.